the blessing from Rabbul Alameen.
Rabbul
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى أصحابك يا نور.
There are countless virtues and blessings to send peace and blessings on the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me one time, Allah Almighty writes the reward of one qiraat for him. And one qiraat is equal to Mount Uhud. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we will discuss about the beautiful biography of Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his attributes, his virtues, his sacrifices for Islam, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, many other things as well. Also inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll have a different segments as well. The first one is guess the puzzle.
Islam is the way of life.
MashaAllah. What a great nisbah, inshallah. MashaAllah, Mubeen Madani with us, Qasim Bhai and Abdul Hanan Bhai in our panel today. We'll start with beautiful kalam.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala Muhammadin, madin ma salli ala. Ya Mustafa Tahta, Ya Mustafa Tahta, Phir is Hasri Ka Kar Lo Nazara, Kar Lo Nazara.
Lord,
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fragrant flower of the garden of Sayyidatuna Fatima Tuzara radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the light of his grandfather, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, eyes is no doubt Sayyiduna Hazrat Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born on the 15th of Ramadan. And inshallah today our topic is about the blessed biography of Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, our beautiful Muballigh inshallah will start.
SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. It's always a great honor to speak about great personalities, especially at the time when we remember them and we learn their seerat, and you know, we listen to their stories and we take lessons from what they done and you know, how they were. So SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, today we're honored to speak about the great personality Sayyiduna Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And his name was Hassan. His kunya was Abu Muhammad, and some of his great titles that he had was Taqi. So he was Taqi, also Sayyid. This was one of his titles, you could say chief, leader. His title was Sayyid. Also Sibti Rasul, meaning you could say grandson of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at this great connection that there was with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also Sibti Akbar. And SubhanAllah, one great title that Sayyidina Imam Hassan had was Rayhanatul Rasul, that he was the flower of Rasul. He was the flower of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, where does he get this title from? It's mentioned that the companions, they were praying salah behind the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go into prostration, he would go into sajda. And at this time, Sayyidina Imam Hassan, he was still a child. He was still a young boy, you know, as he was a young child, they do. He came close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He climbed onto the blessed neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst they are in prostration. And it's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very slowly he lifts his head and just very gently, you know, he lowers him very affectionately off his blessed neck, subhanallah azza wa jal. And you know, this was very affectionately done. So after the namaz had finished, the companions, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you treat this child the way you do not treat anyone else. And then it was at this moment the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that he is my flower in the world.
Allah.
Subhanallah azza wa jal. And it's also mentioned in many narrations as well that, you know, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pick up Sayyidina Imam Hassan, you would smell Sayyidina Imam Hassan. So we learn as well that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned he is my flower, what do we with flowers when we get new flowers? We smell them.
Smell that.
Subhanallah, because there's fresh smell. So that means that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he liked the smell of Sayyidina Imam Hassan. And subhanallah azza wa jal, going forward as well, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an, he has narrated that Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an, he resembled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anyone else.
Subhanallah
azza wa jal. And from other narrations we also hear this as well, that, you know, from the head till about the chest, Sayyidina Imam Hassan resembled the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. And then from the chest lower, Sayyidina Imam Hussein resembled the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ek sine tak mushafe, ek waha se pao tak. Ek sine tak mushafe, ek waha se pao tak. Hussein se bata unke jamo me.
Another narration I mention here as well, that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he mentions that, you know, all the companions, they had deep affection, they had deep love for the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So on one occasion he said, by Allah azza wa jal, no woman has given birth to any son like Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanahu, who was the mother of Sayyidina Imam Hassan, subhanahu, Khatuni Jannat, Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra, and who was the father of Sayyidina Hassan, it was Sayyidina Ali, karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. So we can see this blessed family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So why wouldn't Sayyidina Hassan be such a great personality? Also to mention, it's very famous, is known that when we're growing up as well, we hear the name Sayyidina Imam Hussein. And you know, the story of Karbala, remember when we're growing up, we read stories regarding this, we hear regarding what took place at that time as well in Muharram. And it's very famously known that we hear this name Sayyidina Imam Hussein. But the brother of Sayyidina Imam Hussein is Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was amazing, mashallah.
Talking about Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, alhamdulillah, and it's a blessing whenever we talk about any unique personality. And these are not, Imam Hassan is not an ordinary personality. He is from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is from those who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed extreme love for. And he is from the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he is the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he, you know, you could see this chain. And you know, there was a narration which is mentioned that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is distributing the mali ghanimat, and he Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, he gives them double amount. And the son of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, Abdullah bin Umar, he says, "Oh father, you know, you've given them a double amount. Why, you know, you've given us this much, but you've given him double. But I am your son." And, you know, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, at that time, he talked about the lineage of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu. He talked that
you know, you will get that amount when you will have a father like Imam Hassan, when you will have a mother like Imam Hassan, when you will have a grandfather like Imam Hassan, when you will have a grandmother like Imam Hassan and Hussein, you know, going and then the aunts and, you know, talking about the family of the Prophet and the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they recognize this Izzah. They knew that how great this person, anything linked with the Prophet ﷺ, anything which contain the blood of the Prophet ﷺ, how unique that will be. And you know, from, and there are many narrations which talks about the family of the Prophet ﷺ, the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Prophet ﷺ, and every one of them are unique in their own ways. Whichever one you will mention about them, you will talk about them, and you know, you will find a beauty in them. You will find a beauty in their character, in their lives, in their personalities. And, you know, like Qasim Bhai mentioned about in their apparent, that he resembled the Prophet ﷺ. So this is the household of the Prophet ﷺ. This is those who Prophet ﷺ had great love for. And, you know, inshallah, we will go on to learn about how much love the Prophet ﷺ had for Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And obviously, he was the first grandson of the Prophet ﷺ from Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So obviously, you can understand the love for that first child, how it would be, and the first grandson as well. So how that love will be, it'll be unique, you know. And those who have grandchildren, they can realize how this connection of love is. And the Prophet ﷺ, you know, in a number of occasions, he would carry Imam Hassan sometime in his shoulders, sometime in his arms. And this was his affection. And Qasim Bhai mentioned he would smell Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, because they were flowers for the Prophet ﷺ. They were, you know, and they were fragrant for the Prophet ﷺ. They were comfort for the Prophet ﷺ. And imagine those personalities which are the comfort for our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what maqam they will hold. You know, anything which will bring coolness to the life, the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bring comfort to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what their maqam and status will be. And the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, they recognize this, and they saw this connection of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. And in, you know, they respected Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein in this way. Inshallah, Azawajal, we will talk more about Imam Hassan himself, but we should also realize this great personality. Anything from the lineage of the Prophet ﷺ, anything from the Ahlul Bayt, whether, you know, this is why, alhamdulillah, we are from amongst those, alhamdulillah, fortunate who love the Ahlul Bayt, who love the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, and all those who came from that family tree of the Prophet ﷺ. You know, we have great love for Ghawse Pak, Sheikh Abdul Qadir. Why? Because he's from that lineage. He's from that family of the Prophet ﷺ. In this way, all those who are Sadat and all those who are Sayyids who come in, you know, who we come in front of, we respect them, we honor them. Why? Because the Sahaba Ikram showed this honor. They showed this respect for the family of the Prophet ﷺ. And we should do this also, inshallah.
In hadith, in Jamil Sahih, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, teach your children three things.
Allahu Akbar.
Love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love for the Ahlul Bayt, and Quran. These three things, himself the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told this ummah, that love my family. Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we all should love, and we should all know about the biography of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Also, we know many, many biographies, many people, is right on the left corner of the world or right corner of the world. We know about these people. But what about the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What about Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu? What about his blessed childhood? What about his great sacrifices for Islam? What about his generosity? What about his worship? How much do we know about these blessed personality? These blessed personality, with the blessing and love of these personality, will take us to Jannah, inshallah. And this is also from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that my intercession is for that individual from my ummah who has love for my household, mean Ahlul Bayt. So we all should love the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and they are the coolness of the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we should increase our love, especially for Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we should all know about the biography and also about the blessed seerah of Imam Hasan رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. کیا پسند کرتے تھے, کیا ناپسند کرتے تھے. آج دنیا کے بارے میں بہت پتا ہے, لیکن ان مبارک ہستیوں نے جن کی وجہ سے جنت میں جائیں گے ان کے بارے میں ہمیں نہیں پتا. ماشاء اللہ مبین بھائی بھی ہمارے ساتھ ہیں. جی مبین بھائی.
واقعی شاہ جی, آج سارا ٹاپک امام حسن رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ دے حوالے نال, آپ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ دے حوالے نال, یا آپ دے برادر امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, دونوں دی شخصیات ایسی نے کہ آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے انہاں دے نال اتنا محبت اظہار کیتا, انہاں دے اتنے مناقب بیان کیتے کہ احادیثاں فل نے, اسی ساریاں احادیثاں دا احاطہ نہیں کر سکدے. اے او شخصیات نے, بلکہ صرف اگر امام حسن اور امام حسین دی زندگی نو اسی اپنا نمونہ بنا لیے, عملی نمونہ, اور اپنی زندگی دے اندر اسی عمل پیرا ہون دی کوشش کریے, تے انہاں دا چائلڈ ہوڈ اور انہاں دا پھر جوانی تو بعد والی انہاں دے لائف جس انداز چ انہاں نے گزاری آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام دے طریقے دے مطابق, اسلام دے دتے ہوئے اصولاں دے مطابق, اگر او دے حساب نال اسی چلیے تے ساڈی زندگی بڑی پیسفل ہو جائے گی. اچھا, اے دے علاوہ آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے کی انداز سے کچھ تے ماشاء اللہ انہاں نے بیان کیتا, سانوں لیسن سیکھنا چاہیے کہ اپنے بچیاں دے نال کس انداز محبت ہونی چاہیے, بچیاں دے نال کس انداز نال ساڈا برتاؤ ہونا چاہیے, کہ آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کس انداز نال بچیاں دے نال محبت فرمانے. حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ فرماندے نے کہ آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے حسن بن علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نوں چومیا, بوسا دیتا, تو اس ٹائم اکرا بن حابس تمیمی آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دی بارگاہ وچ موجود سی. اکرا نے یہ کہا کہ میرے 10 بچے نے, میں اج تک کسے نہیں چومیا. پھر آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے انہاں طرف توجہ فرمائی, ثم قال, پھر آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا, من لا یرحم لا یرحم,
اللہ اکبر,
جو رحم نہیں کرتا اس پہ بھی رحم نہیں کیا جاتا. اتھے پتہ چلیا کہ بچیاں دے نال محبت کرنا ایک رحم دا انداز ہے. اچھا, اعلی حضرت امام محمد رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ الرحمان نے بچیاں دے حوالے نے کافی تفصیل نال بیان کیتا کہ بچے اللہ تعالیٰ دی نعمت نے, تے اے بچیاں دے حقوق دے اندر شامل ہے کہ اسی انہاں دے نال پیار کریے. ساڈا اسلام سانو سکھا رہا, ساڈا دین سانو سکھا رہا, آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی لائف, حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی سیرت سانو سکھا رہی ہے کہ بچیاں دے نال محبت نال پیش آؤ, بچیاں دے نال محبت نال پیش آؤ, انہاں دی اس انداز تربیت کرو کہ وڈے ہو کر اے عبادت گزار بنن, وڈے ہو کر اے مقتدا بنن, لوگ انہاں دی پیروی کرن, وڈے ہو کے اس انداز زندگی گزارن کہ لوگ انہاں دی سیرت تے عمل کر کے اپنے آپ نو دنیا دے اندر وی تے آخرت اندر کامیاب سمجھن.
ماشاءاللہ, بیوٹیفل مدنی,
سبحان اللہ عز و جل. I want to mention here as well that Prophet has been talking about inner tarbiyat and the beautiful way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he would spend time with Sayyidina Imam Hasan and also Sayyidina Imam Hussein as well, and he had much love for them, so he spent a lot of time with them, you know, spending time with them, giving them love, affection, and giving them tarbiyat as well along the way. This is one thing we got to take, and the viewers have to take this as well. How much time are we taking out to spend with our children? That we come home maybe from work, maybe we're back at 2 o'clock, we come back home 2 o'clock, and we only have maybe 3-4 hours before we get busy, and also namaz comes in during that time as well. So out of our daily routine, how much time is dedicated to actually our children as well, spending time with them, giving them love. Remember that they will learn from us. So the more time we spend with them, they'll be learning from us. If we just give them a phone, then the phone will be their teacher. Whereas if we spend time with them, then we'll be their teacher. So this is very important as well.
We're giving more time to phone rather than to our children.
Unfortunately.
In actual, the children are our wealth. In actual wealth. And it will benefit not only in this world, but the hereafter as well. If upbringing is good, will be benefiting you in the grave and hereafter as well. So this is your actual wealth, and we are not realizing at this time that we are earning for them, but we don't give them time, but they need our time. So we have to spend time with them before we have to spend time with them later on. So mashallah, you have beautifully explained.
Give the example of, you know, clay pots. When you see them making it and it's wet and it's spinning on that thing and it's very wet as well. Now, when it's wet and it's new on the thing, you can easily mold it into a shape. Okay. Whatever shape you want to make, long, big, you know, wide, however you want to make it, you can make it. But once you take it off that, you leave it to the side, maybe you stop spending time on it, you put it into the, I think it's oven baked, so you put it into the oven, then what happens? It becomes hard. Now it's not changeable. Now what only will happen is either it will spend its time however long its life is, and eventually it will break. Just like this, we can use the example for our children. You know, when they are first born, when they are very young, in the early ages, up until about 10, 12, you know, we're still molding them. We still have this opportunity to mold our children into the way that we want, in according to the Sharia, in according to the Islamic teachings. So this is very important as well, that, you know, as from a young age, we start this teaching.
We make a mistake that we don't teach them on the young age. We say he's a child. Just leave it for a child. And later on, it's difficult for them to mold them. You gave beautiful this example. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them tarbiyah from the childhood. You know that date waqia?
Yes.
When Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was small.
Yes.
Waqia sunaya na.
Ji. Imam Hassan, he was asked that, do you remember any hadith? Mention any hadith. And then he mentioned this waqia to Sayyiduna Abu al-Hawra. He mentioned that, I picked up a date and it was from the basket of sadaqah. So I picked up this date and I started to put it in my mouth. I started to chew this. And then my beloved grandfather, i.e. the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he took it out of my mouth. He took this out of my mouth and he put it back into the box of dates. Why was this? So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that why did you remove the date from Sayyidina Imam Hassan's mouth? He mentioned that the wealth of sadaqah is not halal for us, i.e. the family of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep in mind here that Sayyidina Muhammad, he only picked up one date. One small date. If he had eaten it, then he was still a child. There's only one single date. But from this, we learn that if anything is against the Sharia, then our children, we should refrain them even a single bit. For example, just they saying, maybe the child is playing around, and you see his child and his cousin friend. They're playing around, and just out of a joking matter, your child, he tells him like a joke, but it's a lie. You see it, but then you don't mention nothing. You not mentioning something when at the time of when he should have tarbiyat, this gives him that mindset, oh, this is fine, I can do this. And what will happen in the future when he's grown up, and later he's going to be coming back to the house telling you lies, joking around with his friend and telling lies. So we've got to work on this step. From a very young age, even the minor little things, the things that we may seem that, you know, they're minor, nothing will happen. He's only a child. When he grows up, he'll automatically fix. It starts from a young age.
I remember the entire life. Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala mentioned it. After that, even he was a child, but you know, sometimes when you stop from something, it's always remembered by the child as well. And it's also come in the tarbiyat as well. So always give good upbringing. Focus on on our children from the childhood as well. What you want to make them, you need to work on it. Like with your focus on the child, you can make like a doctor's, engineer. You are doing it. Because you focus on that, what about a good Muslim as well, a good person of the society. Because of the efforts of parents, the child become a doctor, an engineer and all this. But why not with the efforts of parents, child become a Hafiz-e-Quran as well. Child become a good Muslim of the society as well. Good person for the neighbors as well. Good person for their surrounding as well. Is all the efforts of the parents as well.
I say, have no doubt, you know, this focus, even the Prophet telling Imam Hassan and removing that date and putting it back. It made me remember a waqia, a child who robbed someone's pencil from school and he brought it home and he showed it to his mother. And when he showed that pencil to his mother, the mother said, oh, you like it? Keep it. Right? And that same child, you know, he thought that this was okay, and he continued from, he would rob people's pencils and other things and from people's school bags, etc., and from their jackets. As he got older, he started to, you know, rob money, etc., and then start to steal from people's home. He got to a stage, Sayyid Sahab, when this robber, he was caught on the basis of theft, murder, etc., so many, and he was sentenced to be hanged. And when he was about to be hanged, he was asked, what is your last request? He said, I want to see my mother. So the people thought that the officers thought maybe he's going to, you know, ask forgiveness from his mother. So his mother was brought. As his mother was brought in front of him, you know, he went forward attacking his mother and tried to hurt her. And the police officers who were present at the time, they were shocked. They said, you know, oh foolish man, what are you doing? And this is that time when you should be asking your mother for forgiveness, but instead you are, you know, try to hurt and injure your mother in this way. He said, it's because of my mother today I am here. If my mother on that day, she told me off, or she gave me a right warning that I should not steal from people and told me to return that pencil, I would not become a thief today. It doesn't mean that, you know, that child was right to hit his mother. But this is an example for us to learn from that, you know, when a mother or a father does not stop the child, it doesn't stop the child from doing something wrong. Or when they see something wrong being done and they don't stop it. Instead, what we find today, they become sportive in this matter. You know, they sport their children in this. You know, when the child starts to dance, there's music been playing or something and the child rattles his legs or etc. What do the, you know, the parents seem to smile. A smile appears on their faces. Oh, if a child says something bad from his tongue, you know, like they think, whoa, my son's real, he said something
now
big.
Now on another level, they record and send to all entire family.
Yeah, yeah, and social media, it's there, you know, it's like, oh, wow. It's used as an example. Look, this is my child. And, you know, we should be, Sayyid Sahib, we should be stopping that child from that tender age. And this is the tarbiyat you get from the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is education for us. Hmm. And how we should be educating our children. You know, sometimes it's easy to say, oh, it's only a child and let it go, let it be. But it's not. It will sink into his mind and this will be with him with his entire life that it becomes permissible. You know, the easy example of understanding this is, Sayyid Sahib, is Amilya Sunnat explains this as well. When someone comes knocking on the door, what does the father say? Tell the person, I'm not home. Father's not home. So the child goes on the door. Oh, my dad's not home. My dad said he's not at home. Right? So, you know, and what does that child learn from that? He learns from that it's okay to lie. Right? He finds it okay to lie because his father is giving him that education. It's okay to lie. And like this, you know, when the children see the parents lying, the children see the parents doing fraud in businesses, etc., in other aspects of life, backbiting regarding the family relatives and neighbors and so on, so the child thinks it's okay. In that same child, if he sees his father only taking him to Salatul Jummah and he's not taking him to the rest of the place, for him it's going to be in his mind only Jummah is for right. Mm-hmm. The other prayers are not necessary or not important. So, you know, it's very important that we ponder over this aspect and educate our children.
We should work from the early age. From the early age, or basic se jo hai na, wo kaam karna padega, and use wisdom as well. Don't be harsh. Be a gentle with your child as well. Always use wisdom. Yes, you have seen that they've done some mistake. Use wisdom to make them realize as well, it's not right, it's wrong. If you be harsh with them, then the entire life will be something else in their mind as well. And he maybe retaliate as well later on. So use wisdom as well. Mostly parents, they straight away jump on the conclusion. Maybe behind there is something else as well. So always look, sit with your child, give them time. Mubin bhai, time nahi dete, time dena chahiye. देखे इनकी जो इमाम हसन रजी अल्लाह ताला अनु की तरबियत देखे कहां कहां से हो रही थी सबसे बढ़ के तो प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम फिर उनके वालिद साहब फिर वालदा मोहतरमा फिर यानी एक से एक बढ़ के देखें अगर हमारे भी आज सराउंडिंग के अंदर माँ बाप इन्हीं सीरत को अपनाने की कोशिश करें तो आप देखेंगे कि वाकई आपके घरों के अंदर सुकून आएगा आपका बच्चा सुनेगा एवरी सेकेंड और थर्ड पेरेंट इज कंप्लेनिंग अबाउट हिज ओन चाइल्ड फॉरगेट अबाउट द अदर्स No one like other person is always complaining because of them my child has been spoiling now. Because of that my child has been affected, is not listening to me. But what about the early age when he was listening to you? You gave them the name, entire life he is taking that name. Entire passport till the death he's got this name what you have given. The dress coded you have given them the entire life they are taking. From the early age you told this is haram. Like for example, jo kehte hain ki this thing is haram, usne sari liya ke ye haram hai. लेकिन आपने इसके अलावा जो चीज़ें नहीं दी है वो इस चीज़ें इफेक्ट कर रही थी अगर आप बाकी चीज़ें भी देते तो बच्चा वो लेकर चलता जो आपने दिया उसने लिया और उसके कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस जो होने थे वो फिर आगे जाकर आते हैं सो वी नीड टू बी वेरी केयरफुल और अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह हमारे सामने मैनी मैनी एग्जाम्पल्स हैं लुक एट द लाइफ ऑफ गौसे आजम रदी अल्लाह तआला लुक एट द लाइफ ऑफ इमाम हसन रदी अल्लाह तआला नो इमाम हुसैन रदी अल्लाह तआला नो दे वर लुकिंग इन देयर ओन हाउ द पेरेंट्स दे सैक्रिफाइसिंग इवन द फूड ऑफ दैट डे गिविंग टू द अदर पीपल और उनकी अपब्रिंगिंग कैसी हो रही होगी मुबीन भाई ये बड़ा वैसे ही है आजकल तो हर कोई रिसेशन का शिकार है प्रॉब्लम हो रहे हैं जी मैं ज़रा और बना लूँ अपने बच्चों के लिए मैं ज़रा और कर लूँ अपनों के ठीक है ये सारा है लेकिन ये भी तो लोग थे
बेशक शाह जी पुराने पाक का भी हुक्म है या अय्युहल्लज़ीन आमनू क़ू अन्फुसकुम अहलीकुम नार ऐ ईमान वालो अपने आप में तो अपने घर वाले अग तो बचा लो आला हजरत इमाम अहमद रज़ा खान अलैहि रहमतुर रहमान ने बाकायदा औलाद के हकूक ही ने हकूक उल औलाद के हवाले नाल आपने पूरा एक रिसाला लिखा अच्छा उन्होंने चाहत ने यह फरमाया तरबियत भी वालदैन की जिम्मेदारी बच्चा 7 साल का हो जाए तो नमाज का हुक्म दवो अच्छा नमाज का हुक्म दवो तो नमाज उस टाइम पढ़ेगा ना जिस टाइम मसीह उन्होंने सामने पढ़ रहे हैं ٹھیک ہے جی. عبد الحناب بھائی نے مثال دی تھی جس ٹائم اسی صرف جمعہ دن مسجد جاواں گے تو بچہ یہ سمجھے گا جمعہ ہی صرف فرض ہے. اچھا اگر اسی بچوں کے سامنے مطلب کہ خندہ پیشانی کے نال گل کران گے سمائلنگ فیس نال گل کران گے تو بچہ بھی اس چیز کو اڈاپٹ کرے گا. لیکن اگر ساڈا ہی انداز ہے کہ چڑچڑا پن تو ہر دفعہ میں تو گھر دے چلتے رہنا تو بچہ پھر یہ بیڈ افیکٹ لینا ہے. اس لیے سانو چاہیے کہ اسی بچوں کی تربیت کرنے کا بہترین انداز ہے کہ اسی وہی کام انہوں کے سامنے کریے. تُسی ویکھیا ہوئے گا تہاڈے ماشاء اللہ بچے نے ساڈے بچے نے اگر تُسی پابندی دے نال بچوں کے سامنے نماز پڑھو ٹھیک ہے تو بچہ بار بار ویکھ کے نا وہ اپنے سٹائل کدی وہ مسلے دے تے بالکل لیٹ جائے گا. اچھا کدی ایسا ہوندا ہے کہ وہ اپنے انداز وچ نا الٹے انداز وچ سجدہ کر رہا ہوئے گا جس ٹائم ویکھدا ہے کہ ابا حضور ایسے کر رہے ہیں شہادۃ لا الہ الا اللہ تو وہ بھی ایویں پھر کر رہے ہوندے نے. مثالاں ساریاں وہ اپنے انداز وچ نا جڑا وی انہاں دا انداز ہوندا ہے تو بچہ وہ انداز اپنانے دی کوشش کردا ہے. اتوں پتہ ہی چلیا کہ بچوں کی تربیت واسطے والدین نو آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی سنت کے مطابق اپنے آپ ڈھالنا پائے گا. امیر علیہ سنت کی مثال ویکھ لو مدنی بازار کے تم ویکتے ہو کہ بچے آپ امیر علیہ سنت کے نال کافی سارے ہوندے نے. اچھا کچھ دن پہلے ایک بچی آدمی سی امیر علیہ سنت کے نال تے اسی ویکھیا کہ امیر علیہ سنت جس ٹائم آپ تشریف لے کے رہے بچی پچھوں لائٹاں آف کر دی آ رہی اہتمام کریں گے تو بچے بھی سمجھیں گے چل سو چل پانی اسی بھی ضائع کر رہے تو بھی سمجھیں گے ٹوٹی چلا دو اور ہاتھ دھوئی رہو دس منٹ تک. جس ٹائم اپنا ذہن ہوئے گا کہ اسی گھر دے اندر کس انداز نال زندگی گزارنی ہے کس انداز نال اسراف تو بچنا ہے میانہ روی کس انداز نال اختیار کرنی ہے کناد کس انداز نال اپنانی تو وہی ساری صفتاں بچے دے اندر بھی آ جان گے تو بہتر ہے کہ بندہ اپنے آپ نے پہلے سدھارنے کو.
گھر میں آتے ہیں تو لائٹ فرام باٹم ٹو ٹاپ ساری لائٹ آن کرتے ہوئے بند کرنے کا کوئی you don't realize all these things Abdul Nanwar
say so it's like this you know talking about that upbringing say yourself you know if you look at you know there's a very famous narration that Imam Hasan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting someone sitting beside him and that person he's a needy person and he's making dua he's asking that ya Allah azza give me 10,000 dirhams and see now Imam Hasan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu he goes home immediately and he sends 10,000 dirhams to be bought into that person you know to be given to that person. You know when we're talking about upbringing and education say it's up where did Imam Hasan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu gain this type of tarbiyat it was from the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and obviously from Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam their giving was unique. You know, there are many famous stories about the story of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he went out, they didn't have anything, and Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala gave him something to sell, and he sold that on the way, basically, he found some, you know, he gave that way in the way of Allah. But anyway, the lengthy story. And then the many incidents of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many times that anyone who came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did they go ever back empty-handed? Never. Anyone who came into the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always give them something. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have anything at that present moment, he would say, "Go to such a sahabi, a companion's house, and he will give you." So this was the tarbiyat from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa taala. And look at Imam Hasan radiallahu anhu. He gained that tarbiyat. And when he gained that tarbiyat, it was to such an extent that if a needy person is only making supplication, he's only making dua, he's not asking from Imam Hasan. He's only making dua in the court of Allah, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant me 10,000 dirhams. And Imam Hasan radiallahu anhu, hearing a person in need supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does Imam Hasan do? He goes home and he sends that money to be sent to that person in need. So this is tarbiyat, and also we learn from this that the giving of Imam Hasan radiallahu anhu, this was a great quality of Imam Hasan and his giving of charity as well.
MashaAllah.
The chief of generous Imam Hasan radiallahu ta'ala anhu took all these things from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He spent all his wealth
Allah
and position of his home 2 times.
Allah.
Entire position, everything in the path of Allah Almighty. And 3 times half of his wealth giving in the path of Allah Almighty. یعنی یہ کہاں سے سیکھا؟ یہ دیکھے نا وہ دیکھ رہے تھے نا اپنے گھروں کے اندر، قاسم بھائی آج ہمارا یار جمع کرتے جاؤ جمع کرتے جاؤ, لیکن جتنا دیں گے اتنا ملے گا, یہ اصول شاید بھول گئے ہم. ایک دو کے دس ملے گا اور ایک دو کے تو 700 تک کا بھی ہے. اب اگر ہم دیتے ہی نہیں ہیں تو بڑھے گا کہاں سے؟ اسپینڈ ان دا پاوت آف اللہ, یو ول گین دا بلیسنگز ایز ویل. تو امام حسن رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے ٹوائس ایوری تھنگ ہی گیو ان دا پاوت آف اللہ آلمائٹی, لیکن اس کے بعد آپ نے نہیں سنا کہ ان کے پاس کچھ تھا نہیں, جو دیتا ہے اس کا بھرتا ہی رہتا ہے.
100%. This is one thing that we should try and adopt as Muslims, you know, and especially for our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters who are in need, that we should always have this, you know, habit of just being like an open ocean. Like, we shouldn't block that river off. We should always be, you know, in the mood to give to someone who's in needy. If someone comes and asks for something, whether that be a minor thing, okay, if it is literally as a date, should give this in the way of Allah, you'll get tenfold. This is, of course, we know this. And it comes in a narration as well regarding Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, that once a person, he came to him and this person was in need and he gave him in black and white, meaning in writing that I need such and such, please can you fulfill my need. So now, without even reading the request of this individual, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, he mentions that your need, it will be fulfilled.
SubhanAllah.
So this was the open generosity, that whatever you are in need of, your generosity would be, your need would be fulfilled. So this was Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, his generosity. Now someone asked him after this waqiyah, that, O grandson of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was it not better to read the request before replying? Meaning the person could have asked for anything. He could have asked for like so much. You did not read the request. So here we learn a lesson from Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an. He mentions that he would have to stand in front of me in humiliation for as long as I would have to read the request. And if Allah then asked me, why did you humiliate the needy person by making him stand in front of you for a while? So Allah, we learn from this that yes, be generous. Yes, be generous in the way of Allah, give in the way of Allah. But at the same time, you know that generosity, don't ruin it by you humiliating another individual. We see this, don't we? We see this, for example, in UK. Maybe someone, you could say, for example, you could say they're famous or they have like social accounts, etc. So they know that, you know, before I go post this video or before I post this photo, I need to get a good shot. So this, we should, you know, always ponder that this person in front of us is in need. He's asking for money, he's asking for food. So instead of, you know, humiliating that individual, rather, you know, give it secretly. They say it's a combination, like giving such a way that your other hand doesn't know that you're giving. So this is how we should be in terms
they
of
they make them stand for hours and hours as well. Remember this, that if you remove the difficulty of the believer in this world, Allah Almighty will remove your difficulties on the day of judgment. Help them in the way you should be helped as well. If you think this thing happened to you, if God forbid this something happened to you, if you in this scenario, what will be the situation? Do you like these things or not? So be humble and always try to help people. Yes, it's good to help, but not in that way that you are degrading their izzat as well.
You know, even giving like zakat sometimes, we want to give zakat. And we know like maybe our family member, he's the one, he's like a sharif fakir. So giving him zakat, but you know like if you go give him zakat, he's like, you know, this is my zakat for this year, here, take this. Sometimes that person, they feel shy. They don't want to say, I'm a sharif fakir, I'm in need. So you giving it to him, then maybe he won't feel as, you know, like, you feel the kind of, they have a humility inside. So we don't want to humiliate him. Maybe like you're in a gathering, you say, oh, this is my zakat today, you can take this. People won't like this. What we should do is recommended as well, that if you know a family member of yours, like a sharif fakir, he's in need, then maybe when we have like a social event, for example, like a wedding, and at the time of wedding, etc., what do? We give like gifts in monetary gifts. So at that time, you can pay your zakat. Someone's a sharif fakir, you can give them your zakat in that way as well.
Aap waise hi bata ke dete, it's a gift.
Yes.
Because main mauka hai, chale ji, main gift de raha hun. So it's okay. کوشش کریں کہ اس طریقے سے چیزوں کو لیں. بہرحال ایک پیکیج ہے انشاءاللہ. آئیے ویل ٹیک اے پیکیج.
Run faster, we're running late.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm with you.
Ouch. What did you do, Brother Ghulam Rasool?
Who told you to run carelessly? You should pay full attention and shouldn't run too fast.
Okay, no worries. We're not hurt anyways.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Please come inside. Let's sit down and discuss our school project. So, what have you planned in regard to make a compass then?
Well, this is a very difficult task. How would I make one?
Yes, brother, a lot of hard work is needed for this. I've got a completely different plan for this in my mind.
Look, if you don't do hard work, then how are you going to excel then? But remember one thing. Make sure that we don't miss any salah whilst making the compass. And also, we don't miss any school homework and other house responsibilities. Because this is an additional project.
But Brother Usaid, what do we require in order to make a compass?
Brother Usaid, do one thing. Write on this piece of paper whatever we need to make a compass. Dad will bring it for us.
Give it to me. I'll write it down.
First, write down magnet.
And write down one ice cream as well.
What is this? You will write whatever you want?
Oh, sorry.
Write two batteries.
And write down a burger as well for me.
Sorry. I'll just rub it off now.
But now you have ruined the whole page.
Everyone, get your dad to buy the whole list today.
Yes, for sure. You will see that my compass will be the best of all. What I've got in my mind, you can't even think about it.
And day kids, do you know why exactly we are making this compass? So that we can find directions from it. And as and when needed, we can also find the direction of the Qibla, meaning the Holy Kaaba. Because there are 6 conditions of Salah, and facing the Qibla is also one of them. That is why we are making a compass.
What shall I do? This is a very difficult task.
You see, the King Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi learned a lesson from an ant. That ant was trying over and over again to climb up, and every time it would fail. But it kept trying and eventually climbed up.
I will have to work hard.
So this one, you will fix it here. Brother Noman, please pass me the battery.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Come on, brothers, come inside. We have to do the experiment of the compass. Be quick.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Brother Usaid, your turn first. Show your compass.
Wow, that's amazing. Mashallah.
Brother Fizan, your turn now. Show your compass.
Mine came out to be very bad. Look at this.
It is really nice. MashaAllah, the important thing is that you did the hard work.
Brother Usaid made the best one.
Me, Brother Ghulam Rasool, and Brother Noman made it together.
Brother Bablu, your turn now. Show your compass.
Hold on, Brother Bablu. You bought it from the shops. You never made it yourself, did you?
That's right. You had to make it yourself.
I thought to myself, who's going to do so much hard work? So I told my dad to buy one for me.
Brother Bablu, to be a successful individual, you have to work hard. You cannot become successful without hard work. We should work really hard in our acts of worship, in our homework, and all other daily chores. And above all, we should make sure that we never cheat.
Okay.
Now I will show you all how to find direction using a compass. Look carefully that in which direction is the magnetic needle pointing. Look closely, it is pointing towards the north. And this direction is south. This one here to the right is east. And the one to the left is west. In Pakistan, we face towards the west to pray Salah. So when using a compass in Pakistan, the direction of the Holy Kaaba will be towards the west. So Salah will be offered in the same direction.
Wow!
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, Sayyid Munif Shah Sahib with us. We will take Munif Shah Sahib, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Say sahab, kaise
hain? Alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, ala kulli hal. How are you, Munif Shah Sahib?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
We are doing today a beautiful topic. It's about the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's the seera of Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala. Many Madani pearls we can take about his generosity, about his worship, about his childhood as well. And also his blessed sacrifices for Islam as well. His upbringing as well. So, if you can say a few words as well, please.
You see, sir, regarding Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there are many aspects of their blessed life. And I will mention something, the main point, a little later on. But the shan and the maqam of Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's mentioned by Ibn Sa'ad. He narrates as well that Hassan and Hussein are those two names from paradise. And none of the Arabs knew of these names before Nabi Akram alayhi salatu salam had mentioned them as well. But it's mentioned that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala kept these names hidden from the people's minds as well until Nabi Akram alayhi salatu salam decided to name the blessed grandson Hassan and Hussein. Meaning no one before, even in the pagan time, the period of Jahiliyyah, knew of this name, Hassan and Hussein. So just their names, you can see that their status as well upon their names. Moving on, in regards to Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and their generosity as well, we have heard from the Muballighin that are present here today. Did we know, and do the viewers of Madni Channel know, we know of Ghawsi Azam of this time, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. But the first ever Ghawsi Azam, that was Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that was why were they blessed with Ghawsi Azam? Is because they chose to give up something and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed them with this status as well. And that shows, and that's something that we can learn as well from that sayyidah. And that is that despite having the ability, to do a certain act, but not doing so, just so you can reconcile between a lot of individuals, it's a major reward in Islam. And Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was blessed with being the first Ghawsi Azam. And look, if we apply this in our life as well today, that today we might have the ability to take a revenge or, to take other actions that we can do in our life. But if we decide to give up on them, give up on those desires that we have, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless us as well. And so there are several lessons we can learn from the life of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we can implement that in our lives as well.
MashaAllah, another beautiful Madani pool from Munif Shah Sahib as well, Qasim Bhai.
Looking at the lives of companions in general, looking at the lives of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you should definitely look at their lives. Unfortunately, we're seeing that one is people have lost interest in reading books, first of all. Like reading books in general, they have lost interest. Now, if someone does have an interest in reading books, unfortunately, that's not seen any interest or inclination towards the Islamic books. Why am I mentioning this? Because the Islamic books that are out there, they hold treasures regarding the seerahs of the blessed companions, radiallahu anhum. Meaning, all the companions, you can read about them and how great they were, the great works they done, the great personalities they had, and we can learn from this. It's very important that we read, blessed seerahs, even of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and of the companions as well. One thing that we can look at Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and what we learn from his blessed seerah and how he was as an individual. One thing was, we learn as Muslims is that we should control our anger. That we shouldn't get angry, and if we are in a scenario where maybe someone says something, does something, control the anger, suppress the anger, and don't get angry at the individual. Now, once Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala an, he was eating a meal with some of his guests, the Azad Dastakhan, and his slave, he brought a bowl of hot soup. It's a very hot soup. But as he was about to serve it on the Dastakhan, this slave, he tripped, and you could say this bowl of soup, it fell over. It tripped over. Now, what happened here is that this, slave, he's a slave, and Allah, when he drops this, he's obviously going to feel very shameful, very sad. But at the same time, he had that, he felt a bit scared. But I've dropped this soup on the Dastakhan with all these great guests and Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala an. Now, before even Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala an could say anything, this slave, he recited the 134th ayah of Surah Ali Imran.
Allah.
And whilst he was reciting in a very shaky voice, remember he's a slave of Sayyidina Imam Hassan. And what is this ayah? Translation taken from Kanzul Iman. And who restrain anger and forgive people.
Allah.
This is mentioned regarding those great individuals, the sifat of theirs. And they are those who restrain anger and they forgive people. What was the reply of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu upon this? He goes that I have forgiven you, subhanAllah. Allah. He mentioned to his slave that I have forgiven you, subhanAllah. And after this, the slave, he then recited the latter part, you could say the last part of the same ayah, which mentions Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. And remember, the righteous people are the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then upon this, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala, what does he do? He then says that I have freed you for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. SubhanAllah. So at one point, what do we see? That there was an opportunity for Sayyidina Imam Hassan to get angry. Now he's with his guests. He's called these guests to his house to honor them, you know, to, when you call someone to your house, you make all these great foods, you decorate your house. My friends are coming to my house. And then, for example, your slave or someone who's bringing the food, they drop this food on the dastakhan. It doesn't look good, does it? That your slave, he's dropped food on the dastakhan. Maybe some splashes could have, you know, fallen onto the clothes of your guest. What would we do? Oh, we go crazy on our, the person who's working for us. We look crazy, like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? You should have been more careful, etc. At that same moment, we would snap into our, you know, mode of anger. But learn from the blessed seerah of Sayyidina Imam Hassan. And we see this across. We see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do this as well. Was it not at the time of the conquest of Makkah? SubhanAllah. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the opportunity with all of these disbelievers in front of him. And, you know, now the companions, they have, you know, overthrown their power. And now Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the opportunity at this very moment that he could have ordered for, you know, them to be put into prison. He could have ordered anything at this moment. And even the disbelievers mentioned at this time that they were looking, you know, they were very scared. Mm-hmm. Because they knew that whatever judgment the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, that's what would happen. But subhanAllah, they mentioned at that time as well that you are a generous, subhanAllah, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then it was mentioned here as well that here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed great forbearance, showed great forgiveness. And you know, at that moment he said, you guys are all free today, subhanAllah. Remember here that these disbelievers in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they weren't any ordinary ones. When the companions accepted Islam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he announced his prophethood, it was these wicked individuals who would stone the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would place burning coal on the backs of the companions. But again, we learn that whether it's a minor thing or a great oppression towards you, then forgive for the sake of Allah. Forgive, and then Allah will reward you much better, inshallah. SubhanAllah.
Allah Ta'ala anhu ke hilm ke hawale se baat ho rahi hai. Hilm mein Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Aisa hai ki Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu ata bhi kar de san, te naal aap da jada bartao se den da, aap da jada den da andaaz si, oh bhi kamaal da si. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi ne ek mukhtasar ja waqia bayan kita. آپ فرماتے ہیں کہ ایک شخص ہے, ایک مرتبہ ایک شخص آپ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی خدمت سے آ کے نا تنگ دستی کی شکایت کرنے لگا, میں بڑا تنگ دست ہوں تو میرے کو کھانے پینے چیزیں کوئی نہیں. آپ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے انہوں 50,000 اشرفیاں طاف فرمائیں. اچھا اشرفیاں طاف فرمائیں, اشرفیاں نہیں ایسے کو تو چکی ہیں نہ گئی ہیں. اچھا وہ اٹھا نہیں سکیا انہوں, تو آپ نے مزدور بلوایا اور آپ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے مزدور دی اجرت خود ادا کی. جی جی اتوں پتہ چلیا کہ ایک سخاوت سخاوت انداز ویکھو, تے چولیاں پار پار کے دے رہے ہیں دریا, یعنی سخاوت دریا بہی جا رہا ہے. دوسری طرف حلم دا ویکھو تے حلم دا دریا بھی بہ رہا ہے کہ لوگ کس انداز چ آ کے گل کرتے ہیں, کس انداز انہوں کا رویہ ہوں, لیکن آپ کے چہرے تو مسکراہٹ بڑے پیارے انداز کے, وہ جڑا آتا بھی وہ بھی مطمئن اور ایسے انداز نال واپس جانا کہ گیت گا رہا ہوں امام حسن رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. یہ آپ کا انداز
گیت دیں اور پھر کہیں منگتے ہیں گیونگ سم تھنگ. And then this person will not carry. So giving so much. Now you need to get another person. And you are paying for that person as well to take this stuff to the another person. Kya baat Abdul Rahman bhai, subhanallah.
A very difficult Allah state, Allah. You know, to be in this way, this hilm of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, which we're talking about, and his way of nature, you know, it's difficult, you know, especially when you've done something big. We should be learning from this, from the life of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, that, you know, these types of matters, you know, if someone degrades us, rather than looking down, you know, say in the court of, you know, humble yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Always look the betterment of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala, how you can benefit the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we have another unique guest today, MashaAllah. Is our Baister Sahab Harun bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
As our topic today is Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have discussed many aspects of his life as well. If you want to say a few words as well, please.
Gigi, I was just listening to Abdul Hannan Bhai, and the brothers were talking about the different qualities of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And what I wanted to do, and maybe you've already covered this, but I just wanted to come back a little bit. You know, today, if I said to you that there's some there's some dust of Medina, there's some soil of Medina, you would honor it. If I said that there was a Mu'e Mubarak of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would honor it very highly. Now, on this particular hasti that we're talking about, this is the beloved that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved so much. And this is the one that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, you know, that this child is beloved to Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine that? And then, you know, they have the honor and the privilege of growing up around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they took the tarbiyah directly from its source. And so much so that Allah's blessing was that Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala resembled Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, that in itself is so amazing. And so his characteristics, his mannerisms were amazing because they came from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why the hilm, the other qualities that the Mubaligs were talking about, they were at such a beautiful peak because of this direct association with Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. JazakAllah, thank you very much. Hope you will join us again. Now we'll move on to our segment, Guess the Words.
Islam is the way of life.
Very easy.
Bapu, when you come out with four-letter words, it makes it more difficult.
It'll be very easy. Jee kaise bhai?
Jee.
Aye. Aye. असल में जब ग्राउंड में पहले इंटर हो जाए ना क्या होगा हारेंगे तो पहली बंदा हार जाएगा बोलो मसला ही नहीं है कोई आई हैव कॉन्फिडेंस जी क्या फरमाया
आई
आई आई भी है श्योर
जी
देखिए आप उन्होंने पहले ही मार दिया ना ओके
पी
नो इट्स नॉट पी सॉरी अब्दुल अनान भाई
S.
S. Ooh, very close.
H.
H.
T.
It's not T.
G.
G.
N. N.
Pehle hi bol kya baat hai ji N.
O.
O. No O.
L.
L.
U.
आय हाय क्या बात है जी यू की आपके
एफ
एफ जी अब्दुल हनान भाई कुछ शफलिंग होनी चाहिए ना
बी
बी
डब्ल्यू
क्या मुबीन भाई तो कमाल का लेकर आते हैं डब्ल्यू क्या बात है डब्ल्यू को उल्टा करें
बाकी पीछे रहा कितने गए
एम ही है
एम
एम
जी
चलो जी एम
D.
D.
A.
I think next time जो है ना इसको मिटा दे ताकि आप बार बार यही बोलें अभी सामने होता है आपको पता है क्या बोल चुके हैं वरना तो मेरे ख्याल में हाफ एन आवर में आप पहुंचेंगे ऐसे ही है ना if if I remove all these that is again difficult जी अब जैसे ये
जय
जय
अल्लाह अकबर
चले आज व्यूअर्स भी हमारे होंगे कि क्या है ये अभी बहुत बाकी अब्दुल हनान भाई की बारी
है
लगता है आज ये एक ही होगा टाइम फ्रेम में हालांकि पहली बारी में यही आ गया था उसके बाद फिर आया ही कुछ नहीं
आर
आर क्या बात है जी सोच के आर चले आर
वो
इसीलिए आर पहले नीचे आया था इन्होंने रिस्क ले ही लिया कि चलो आर इनको याद भी नहीं होगा नीचे आर आया था पहले चले नेक्स्ट वन दैट इज इजी कासिम भाई यानी क्लू है डोंट से यू नो आंसर
अभी नहीं पहुंचा
अभी नहीं पहुंचे चले अब्दुल हनान भाई 5 seconds में देना होता आप 10 seconds से ऊपर चले गए
دوبارہ بولنے کوئی مسئلہ نہیں. ای باپو ای ٹھیک ہے جی. ای
وائی
وائی کیا بات ہے. The whole alphabet of وہ جو بنتا ہی کبھی نہیں وہی دے دیں گے. کبھی ڈبلو کبھی وائی. کے کے دیکھا ناؤ اٹس ایزی.
اور زیڈ
زیڈ یس
ذکر
سبحان اللہ ذکر سبحان اللہ صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کلام کچھ انشاءاللہ سنتے مبین بھائی سے.
صلی اللہ علی محمد میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے
inshallah guess the poetry. O alal habib sallallahu taala ala muhammad. Chale ji safar
safar hamara bisarkar ho madine ka safar hamara bisarkar.
چلے پہنچ گئے جی, کیا بات,
چادر
چادر کیا بات, نہیں ہے کوئی
چادر نہیں آ رہی,
چادر نوری محفل پہ چادر تنی نور کی, نور پھیلا ہوا آج کی رات ہے, چاندنی میں ہے ڈوبے ہوئے دو جہاں, کون جلوہ نما آج کی رات ہے. مصطفیٰ, چلے جی.
مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام, شمع بزمائے ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
سلام, چلے
مسافر مدینے شہر جڑ والے, مسافر مدینے شہر جڑ والے, میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا, تو تک تک کے روزے دی جالیاں نو, تو تک تک کے روزے دی جالیاں نو, تیرو رو کے میرا سلام عرض کرنا, میرا مصطفیٰ نو 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 سلام عرض کرنا.
ماشاءاللہ, گیس دی ورڈ کے بہت سارے میسیج آئے گا, رائٹ بھیجے انہوں نے سب نے جی. مریم, آپ کا جواب درست. محمد حمزہ حسن, آپ کا جواب بھی درست. انم علی بھی, ذکر, یہ سب پہنچ گئے. آپ لوگ بڑے لیٹ پہنچے, مجلس کے پاس آئے ہوئے تھے ان کے. محمد عمران حسین فرام ساؤتھ اینڈ سی, وی لو یور پروگرام, ماشاءاللہ, وی آر واچنگ, جزاک اللہ, یور آنسر از کریکٹ ایز ویل. اچھا جی, کالز ہیں, کال چلا دیجیے.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. محمد قدرت رضا تاری شاہ صاحب, ماشاء اللہ, یو ڈوئنگ اے بریلینٹ جاب, ماشاء اللہ.
نیکسٹ کال پلیز.
اے فوزے پاک, میرا نام گنیش سچے مچاریا ہے اور میں لیسٹر سے بات کر رہی ہوں. The blessed maternal grandson of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Imam Abu Muhammad Hasan Mujtaba radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was born on 15th Ramadan Mubarak.
Jazakallah Kanis Fatma from Leicester, thank you very much for your call. Next one please.
Sayyid Fuzil Babu, my name is Ahmed Zattar and I'm calling from Leicester. It is reported that once the beloved Prophet ﷺ was carrying Hassan on his shoulders, a man met him on the way and said, "What a magnificent mount that you ride on, young man." The noble Prophet ﷺ replied, "And what a magnificent rider is he." Jazakallah khaira.
کیا بات ہے جی, راکب دوش مصطفیٰ, rider on the shoulder of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اوکے جی, زینب فرام دبئی, زہا بٹی فرام گلاسگو, ایمان ام نور, ورڈ, جی ورڈ کے بھی میسیج آئے ہوئے ہیں اب مریم آپ کا بھی میسیج ملا, محمد حمزہ, بڑے غور سے پروگرام دیکھ رہے ہیں جی. لاسٹ میسیج کوئکلی کیا دیں گے
ان شاء اللہ. حضرت, یو نو دا تھرو آؤٹ دا لائف آف سیدنا امام حسن, ہی گیو مینی مینی گڈ سیئنگز, ہز فرمان امام حسن رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. ون دیٹ سٹڈ آؤٹ فار می is one that he said that, O son of Adam, O Bani Adam, do not envy your brother, for if Allah has bestowed upon him a blessing, then why envy someone who Allah has honored? And if it is for some other reason, then why envy someone whose abode is hell?
Allah Akbar.
So again, from their saying, we should take lesson that we shouldn't have envy, shouldn't have hatred, jealousy for anyone, even if they have a blessing from Allah. Do dua that Allah gives him more and also blesses him with this also.
Inshallah, say sir, just information for a lot of people. We all know that Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala was made martyr and he was shaheed. But Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala is also a martyr. And he was poisoned, and after suffering 40 days, Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala passed away. And he is buried in Jannat al-Baqi. So for those who go to Madinat al-Manawara, make sure you pay your salam in the court of Imam Hassan رضی
اللہ عنہ.
آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام حسنین کریمین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما تے دم بھی کردے ہوندے سن, کہ حضرت ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے اسی طرح اپنے بچے اسحاق علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اسماعیل علیہ السلام نو اسی کلمات دے نال آپ دم کر دے ہوندے. کلمات کی نے؟ اعوذ بکلمات اللہ تامت من کل شیطان و حامت و من کل عین لامہ. یہ ملتے جلتے کلمات شجرہ طاری اندر بھی لکھے ہیں. مقصد یہ ہے کہ سانو چاہیے کہ اسی کلمات یاد کریے تو بچن دم کر دے.
گریٹ میسیجز فرام آل آف یو اینڈ رائٹ آنسر اسکرین پہ چلائیں جی. گرین کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen, Rabbul Islam is the way of life, Islam is the way of life.